From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian rebels fear premature peace deal. U.S. officials say they can see no strategy behind Russia's military intervention in Syria, just short-term buttressing of President Bashar al-Assad's faltering armed forces that will fail and trap Moscow in a quagmire. Syrian opposition politicians, however, worry the Kremlin's strategy is to maneuver the West into endorsing a peace plan that would end the Syrian revolution and even the breakup of Syria. In interviews with VOA, several opposition leaders said they fear Western fatigue and U.S. wariness over escalation will lead Washington and the European powers to agree on a peace deal secured under pressure from the Russian military intervention that would see the long-term survival of Assad's authoritarian regime in Damascus. Israel has suffered its deadliest day since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in the three Palestinian attacks. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there.
Unless we get going, a two-state solution could conceivably be stolen from everybody. And there's been a massive increase in settlements over the course of last years. Now you have this violence because there's a frustration that is growing, and a frustration among Israelis who don't see any movement. So I look at that and I say, you know, if that did explode, and I pray and hope it won't, and I think there are options to prevent that, but we would inevitably be, you know, at some point, we're going to have to be engaged in working.